You know what? I don't know about you all, but I'm looking for glory to fall. I am tired of singing and nothing happens. You say hi, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What is the purpose of the worship? To bring the glory in. What's the glory? His presence. Amen. And every day we come in here, there should be a what? An expectation of the glory of God. I don't know about you, but when you get accustomed to same day operations, you are no longer pursuing the best that God has.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. So there should be a heart filled. Say a heart filled.
A heart filled.
Desire. Say desire.
Desire.
To see God move. I don't know about you, but I need God to move in my life every day.
Every day.
I want some tangible evidence. Say tangible evidence.
Tangible evidence.
And I want to take tangible evidence out. Say evidence out.
Evidence out.
Because I was reading Watchman Nee. And he says, if your life isn't touching anyone, then there's evidence that the presence of God isn't on you. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen,
so what God is doing, say what God is doing.
God is
taking
doing.
Us to a place where we're hungry for manifestation.
Yes.
We want to see a change in our outward. We're tired of every day walking around people and nobody, say nobody, can pick up whether or not you have the presence of God unless you open your mouth. Do you follow that? Huh? Peter said, when he's walking by the beggar, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you.
Yes.
Hmm? That's us. Say that's us.
That's us.
That's the expectation for the new breed. Say for the new breed.
For the new breed.
That when we walk someplace, somebody, say somebody,
somebody,
glory to God, should be able to sense, say sense,
sense,
the presence of God on our lives.
Amen.
Say somebody.
Somebody.
We should not be everyday normal human beings.
Amen.
The Bible says if I'm a new breed, my presence, which is filled with the presence of Jesus, should have an impact on someone's life.
Amen.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. You know what God is pushing us to, Pastor Rita? Manifestation.
Yes.
I'm tired of you, and I want to see me.
Yes. Yes.
You hear what I'm saying? I don't want people to see you. I don't want people to see Katrina or Rita or Reggie or Nigel or John. What I want to see is my presence.
That's
I want them
right,
to see
Pastor.
My presence on
that's
you.
Right,
so it's not about your personality and about you being glorified. It's about my spirit and me being glorified. And they will recognize it has nothing to do with you, but everything to do with the presence of God on your life. And how do you get that presence?
Hallelujah.
How do you get that presence? It's called consecration. It's a consecration. And so what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing is until somebody can see your life and gather me from you, you got a ways to go.
Amen.
You have not died to yourself. It's too much of you living and not enough of Jesus living through you. Do you follow what I'm saying, sir? Do you follow that? So God is causing us to say, step up, which means to die. Time for you to get rid of you. It's time for you to be tired of you. It's time for you to recognize that God needs more Him in you. And I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you living and taking my glory away. Bottling up my glory because my spirit is on the inside of you. And it can't get out because too much of you is living. It's not going to be easy today, but it's real. It's necessary. And most saints are running from this message. Jesus did not come that you might live your life. He came that you might give Him all of your life.
Yes.
Just like He gave the Father all of His life. Mm-hmm. He's looking for you to do likewise. I want all of you.
All of me.
You kept some of you. You keep your personality. You keep your things. You keep the things you like. You keep your habits. You keep all of these things. And Jesus said, those are the things that are warring against me.
Yes. Yes.
You got 3 battles in this life. You got the world, you got the flesh, and you got the devil. Do you hear me?
Yes.
The world, that's the easiest level. Once you get off that level, then the next level is you.
Yes.
What's the next level? Your flesh. Satan feeds on your flesh. Your worship to him is to give him your flesh. So Satan moves in your flesh, in your attitudes, in your emotions, in your intellect. When you're trying to live by your flesh, Satan feeds off of that because there's no power in your flesh
that's right.
To fight him. That's why the Bible says you ought to be crucified with Christ. Say crucified. Meaning that I got rid of Reggie and I got rid of Rita. They no longer live.
That's right. Amen.
So the next battle, say the next battle.
Next battle.
Say the devil. He cannot respond where the spirit lives.
Amen.
Why is that? Because where the spirit is, there's no evidence of flesh. He cannot deal with the spiritual side of God. So when you deal with your appetites for the world, what I can have, what I want, all this other stuff. What is God saying? Don't put that before me.
Yes.
Don't put your desires, your hopes, your things in front of me. Because I didn't create you to have your hopes and dreams fulfilled. I created you to have my hopes and dreams in you fulfilled. That's a different thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you follow that? And that's what God says, I have hopes when I put you into the world. I had hopes when I gave you your talents. I had hopes when I gave you your intelligence. I had hopes when I gave you all of the spiritual gifts I placed in you for my will to be done, not yours. I didn't put you in the earth to please yourself. I put you in the earth that I might please myself through you.
Amen.
Do you follow that sentence?
Yes.
Amen. Do you follow that? Say, order is shifting. You did not come in this world to live your life. I gave you the gifts. Why are you trying to put your gifts above my relationship with you?
Yes.
Do you follow that?
Yes, sir.
And it's a message where you have to really pay attention and say, I choose to die. Because most of the church refuses to die. I want to live for myself. Do you follow that? See, this thing gets to the point where you have to make it say somber.
Sober.
Well, it's time to examine yourself. Because God's calling the carnal Christian. What's the carnal Christian? The carnal Christian is a Christian who does not submit all to God and always struggles and never receives the fullness of God. It can never receive the presence of God fully on them because they are carnal. They are moved by their emotions, by their soulish realm. And they never, say never, they never receive on earth, say on earth, what the Father has planned for them. And, say and, 1 Corinthians, where it says, wood, hay, and stubble. When I put your works to the test, to the fire. He says, will you have wood, hay, and stubble, or will you have gold and silver? Do you follow that? Mm-hmm. So what is God saying? Gold and silver is light. Hey, not wood, hay, and stubble. Say wood, hay, and stubble.
Wood,
hay, and stubble. Say it's light.
It's light.
Can be blown away easily. But it has no value. You don't even want wood, hay, and stubble. When fire is on it, it's blown away. There's no sacrifice to give wood, hay, and stubble. There's no death. You don't have to do nothing. In essence, there's no effort on your part to get something that's worth nothing. But God said that which is gold and that which is silver, say gold and silver, is heavy, it's weighty, and it has what? Great value, and it takes great sacrifice to give. So God is weighing your service to him.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's weighing your service. Say your service.
Your service.
You're supposed to serve God. Say serve him.
Serve him.
But you cannot serve whom you don't know.
That's right. Amen.
And it's not because God doesn't want you to know him. Because your flesh is preventing you from going to the place of death where revelation comes. You are like a seed. Say a seed. Sound like a seed. But a seed has an outer shell. Say outer shell. But the DNA, the life of the seed, is inside of the outer shell. The Bible says that unless the seed be put into the ground and die, crushed, say crushed, it can bear no fruit. Do you follow that, saints? So Father God is saying, until you allow me to break the shell of this thing called self, flesh, the holy cannot come forth.
That's right.
So the Father has placed the seed, say the seed, equals the saint that's been planted in the world. You say, I'm the seed. I have the life of God dwelling on the inside of me. Mm-hmm. But it can't get out as long as you are alive. God says, I'm tired of looking at you. Because I came to get rid of you. I want to see in you me.
Amen.
And when I am in you, people will know it.
Yeah. Amen.
They don't have to hear your conversation.
Yeah.
They feel your presence.
Amen.
What is God calling all of us to? Say all of us to.
All of us.
I'm calling you all to get rid of you.
Yeah.
Die. I need production. I need my body. Will you give me what I want? Will you give me what my son died for? Do you follow that? So when you say worthy of every song we had ever seen, what are you actually saying? Worthy of every song I could ever sing. What are you saying? I'm just asking. Worthy of all the praise I, not we, I could ever bring. What are you saying? Are you just saying because there are words on a board?
That's right.
What are you saying? Because to each of you, it should have something of great importance. Not just each of you, because when each of you come in with your own praise based upon your own value,
Amen.
There is something precious that takes place
yes.
in this house. It can only take presence in this house when it's personal to you.
Yes.
If it's not personal to you, God is not personal to you.
Amen.
And he won't move. He can't move because he has been given permission to operate. Are you following me?
Amen.
So what are you are not singing? Not singing is an evidence that you have no revelation. Who told you you had to have an eloquent, beautiful voice to sing? Who told you that? Thinking from your useless intellect and your useless place of reasoning, who told you you had to sound good to sing? To the Most High God who created you. Who told you you can't open your mouth and bless his name? And don't worry about what somebody thinks about the octave level you determine or how melodic your voice sounds. Who told you you should be limited to that type of scrutiny? He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye saints. God said, you make a joyful noise. Not Katrina, you make a joyful noise. Not Katharina, you make a joyful noise
yes.
unto the Lord because you think he's worthy of it.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy of every song I could ever sing.
Yes.
So can I can't exhaust my vocabulary singing about how worthy he is to me.
Amen.
Why is he worthy? Because I got a body. Why is he worthy? Because I'm going to heaven.
Yes.
Why is he worthy? Because I don't have to worry about death.
Yes, come on.
I don't have to be limited about dying early. So many people are afraid of dying. Yes, you should be afraid if you're going to hell. But if you're going to heaven, why is death on you back? Because you don't have a revelation of the goodness of God. And your religious training has told you. That death is supposed to be something that's grieved. When you have a revelation of God, it's a transition to that which is promised and what Jesus is preparing for me.
Amen.
Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for every son and daughter of the Most High. And everybody's trying to live. No revelation. Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we can ever bring. Is he worthy? That's the problem. That's the question. Is he worthy? Or are you just doing this because it is a tradition of this house? Traditions make the word of God of none effect. So traditionally, I'm just singing, but it's not resonating in my heart. Doesn't mean anything. They're just words. And the Father is saying, when you start to focus, say focus. And break this stuff down. Say, break it down. It will begin to mean something when you think about what you're singing. When I'm back there singing, or when I'm in the room listening to you guys, I'm contemplating what I'm singing. I'm contemplating what this means. I'm contemplating this. Why? Because God promised me this. I will abide where there is praise. I will visit my people. And when God visits, there should be some tangible evidence that he came.
Come on. Amen. Yes, sir.
There should be some tangible evidence in your life that God showed up, that when you walk out of here, you know he was in the place.
Glory, glory, glory.
My God. Amen. My God. How we can get caught up in tradition. You make tradition. Say tradition.
Tradition.
Huh? When you don't value what you're here to do. And who, say whose, you are. Go to the next slide. Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Say, Pastor, isn't mad. He's just passionate.
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 Amen.
Worthy of every breath we can ever what?
Breathe.
Say worthy.
Worthy.
Say every breath I breathe.
Every breath I breathe.
Huh. With every breath, I'm to bring in joy. With every breath, I'm to exalt him. With every breath, I'm to give someone an understanding of who he is in me and what he means to me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, this is so important. We live for you. Do you really? Or it's just what you sing for an hour and you go home and now you put back on to live for me, self.
Come on. Fact check.
Come on now. Yeah.
Do you really live for him?
Question.
Do you have to? See, these are the things. Or do we really live for him? Uh-huh. Or do we flip the switch and we go back to old ways to what we do on a Sunday? Flip the TV on, go crack the pots and eat the onions. We go to the old way. We are so habitually bound, we don't even understand how our ways hinder what God wants to do in our lives. Do we live for you? Which is something that we just do because it's tradition. I've done my service unto the Lord today. Now I go home working out my old self. Doing my own thing. Say our prayers and get to bed. And as if we kept the Lord out from the moment we walked out the door to the time we're getting ready to go to bed. It was all about us. It's all about me doing what I want to do. And God, we ain't spoke to God since we left the house.
Come on.
Sobering. But God says, talk about this.
Yes.
Do we really believe what we sing?
Come on, Pastor.
Wow.
See, the Lord is challenging why we even do what we do. Because he's challenging the church structure. Say the fellowship of the saints.
Fellowship.
I'm checking the fellowship of the saints.
Amen.
Why? Because we're living in such a delicate time in history. If you haven't seen it, there's a war going on in the heavens.
Amen.
And when war is going on in the heavens, you see it on the earth. A prophet sent a message, says, begin to pray, because she saw terrorists setting cars on fire with bombs, just like you hear about in Lebanon, just like you hear about in Afghanistan, just like you see in Tehran. She says, if the church doesn't pray, we're going to see that happening, and she gave the cities, Washington, D.C., one of them, and some other cities. You will see this happening because this is the design of the devil, and you got people who are emboldened now to believe they can do these things because America is asleep.
Yes. Come on.
Been lulled to sleep by a lying news media. belong to sleep because what you watch on TV is not a reality of what's going on.
That's right.
Christians are being murdered over in China, but they're telling you we got to make business with China. You better watch what you're watching on TV, and you need to change some stations you're listening to because they are lying to you. Get with the Holy Spirit and find out what God is saying. Sitting up there listening to these channels, and they're feeding you with fear, feeding you with doubt, feeding you with lies, and deceiving you.
Come on, come on.
God told you not to be a respecter of persons, but to discern the spirit by the spirit. But if your spirit messed up, you can't discern nothing. Do you hear what I'm saying? And God said, there's only some church I can even minister this message to, because they get mad and walk away. But the enemy is moving. Guess what? And don't give a flip about us. As a matter of fact, he's trying to snuff us out.
That's right.
And the question is, the saints say this, nothing can separate me from the love of God. No this, no this, no that. And God says, really?
It's a hard question.
Really? Mm-hmm. A word spoken will be a word tested.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
You said it out of your mouth. I'm going to test and see if it's really in your heart. See, God will test you. Not because he doesn't know already. Because he knows. He knows. Say he knows.
He knows.
But he wants you to know.
Yes.
Peter said, Lord, I'll die for you. He just said, before the cock crows, Christ, you're going to deny me.
He's
on
himself.
He
knew
off the grid what he was
saying. Right.
Didn't rebuke him, just told him the truth. You're going to deny me.
That's right.
Told Judas, who is going to betray me? The one that's suffering from me right now. Right. It was Judas at that moment.
Right.
And they couldn't even pick it up. Because they're blinded spiritually. He says, the one that's drinking, this is the one. I'm showing you who he is.
Yes.
And they ask the question, well, who's he talking about? He just shows you. Judas said, and they said, go quickly, do what you must do. And this dude goes quickly. I'm like, that's him. That's the one. That's the one. He's going quickly. Judas is the boy. Couldn't pick it up. Because when you're living by your five senses, with no input of the Holy Spirit, you will miss what's happening in the realm of the Spirit, even though it's happening right in your face. Do you follow these things? So you've seen, the best of times and the worst of times happening in your time.
Yes, 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 yes.
And God is saying, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. See, because what you don't do in this house, you won't do when you go out there in the world and the world starts to jack you up. Is he worthy?
Yes.
Yes,
yes, he is worthy.
Because that's the question you have to answer. Is God worthy?
Yes.
Am I living for him? Because that's what you see.
Yes, sir.
Because he wants to show up. God wants to show up in his house. God wants to touch you tangibly. Say tangibly. You can feel his presence. You can feel the heat of his presence. You can feel the warm oil on your head dropping down your back. You can feel the sensations of I don't know if you've ever experienced, but when the Lord comes in, it's like electricity soaring through your body. And it feels good.
Yes.
It's energizing.
Yes.
And you just say, oh, Jesus, I wish you knew. And I'm praying that you will.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm praying that the Father will give you experiences like this.
Yes.
That you might know what I'm talking about. And I'm wondering, but you might have the experiences.
Amen.
Glory to God. That God wants to bring. Because it has to be in an open vessel. It has to be in a vessel that wants it. It must be a vessel that wants it. It must be a vessel that's broken. And there's access for the Spirit of God to come in and go out and go out and go out and go out and go out. And go out. Not only just coming in, but going out. A cycle of life. Because the shell of the flesh has been broken. The outer shell is gone. No more wondering. hovering about who I am. I know who I am, and he is worthy of my praise. For who I've become in him. And not wanting any mighty come of me to come forth. I hate my old self. For that is the feeding ground of Satan. He feeds on perversion. He feeds on unbelief. He feeds on faithlessness. He feeds on perversion.
Yes, he does.
Feeds on, I'm going to do this my way. And I don't feel like doing this today. That's flesh.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it. When did Jesus say, Lord, I don't feel like dying. I'm not going to do it.
Come on, Paul, help us.
I don't feel like letting these beat me with this cat of nine tails, beating the living life out of me. I don't feel like I'm going to get off the cross. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like dealing with these 12 hard-headed dudes called disciples. I'm tired of the 70 and I'm tired of the 120. I'm tired of them all. They don't listen, they don't learn. They don't pray. They don't even think. They can't even discern what's going on. I'm tired of the Lord. I'm going to go do my own thing. No, Jesus never did that. Guess what? He was a flesh and blood man just like you. And those same emotions came his way, but he said, boom, you're dead. You can't operate in there. That's not me. That was crucified.
Come on, sir.
He said, first in order to be flesh, you must be born of the flesh. But he said, there's another. See, another. There is another plan for God. And that plan is to get rid of the flesh. So that the flesh can die, that the spirit might live. But I got to put my spirit in you. You are a dichotomy. You are a dichotomy. What is a dichotomy?
Two
situations happening at the same time. A dichotomy. I'm a dichotomy. A flesh and blood man. That's not even capable of walking with God. But God has put himself in this flesh and blood man that does not have the capabilities to walk with him. But when I make up my mind to walk with him, I can do whatever he did while he was operating.
That's right.
When I make up my mind and say, I don't want the first, I want the latter. And I will not allow the latter to rise, the former to rise up and to usurp power over the latter. I will walk in the spirit and I will not allow my flesh to control me. So when you say stay in the bed, I'm getting up.
Come on now.
When you say don't read the Bible, I'm going to read my Bible.
Come on.
When you go to the top, get me off. I'm finding the TV off. And Lord, what would you have me to read today? When my friends call and say, let's go here. And the Lord says, can I spend an hour with you? No, I cannot go. I have another appointment to make.
Glory to God.
Contend. Hallelujah.
Hi, do you follow me?
Yes.
Do you follow me? No, I'm not going to sit here and go into a pity party and start to, oh, good, oh, oh. No, that's not God. I will not allow myself. I will encourage myself in the Lord.
Encourage myself.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, I'm not leaving until you speak. So I have to stay in my room all day. I'll stay in my room, but you're going to speak to me today. While your flesh is saying, let's go get some pizza. Let's go watch the TV. Oh, this is movie night. What? I don't even know what's on TV no more. All these, you know what it is. This is my night. Oh, no. The Holy Spirit, then Jesus said, can I have this night? Oh, no, I got to watch this. I'll get with you after it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I ain't got nothing for you. You just fed off of that. Live on that. Live on what you just ate. But I know what's coming to you tomorrow. And you ain't
coming. Come on.
You just missed your divine appointment. And that which is coming tomorrow will overtake you. Because I was trying to prepare you for what's to come. But you wouldn't listen. Do you follow me?
Yes. Hallelujah.
I didn't want to go there. I don't know what I was doing. This is
all good.
Next frame. Jesus, the name above every other name.
That's right.
Is he really every name? Is he above every name that you deal with every day? Is there some greater, is there a name greater than Jesus in your life? Is it my own selfish desires? Is it my plan for my life? Does that, is that above the name of Jesus? Is that above his name? Your lust for fame and recognition, is that above? Do you want your name to be the name that rules over everything? And Lord, you just do what I ask you to do and let me do whatever I want to do. Just bless me and I'll think about whether or not I want to do what you want to do. Is pride above Jesus in your life? I'll sing when I feel like singing. I'll read when I feel like reading. I'm going to only give you one day out of your way, Lord, and I'm going to give you 2 hours. That's all you get for the rest of the 4 days. That's all you get. I give you 2 hours a week, Lord. You should be pleased I even come to church or come to fellowship. But after that, it's my day and my life. I'm going to give everything to my job. I don't give a flip what you say. I ain't going to speak truth in my office. I'm just going to be me. Every name. Is Jesus the name above every name? Is high blood pressure above Jesus? Sickle cell anemia, sickle cell trait. Is he a healer?
Yes.
Is there a strong power that I can run into? Is there a counselor to me? When I'm lonely, do I need a man or is Jesus enough?
Hallelujah.
If I'm lonely, is Jesus enough when I need a woman?
Hallelujah. Come on, sir.
Jesus is enough.
Make it plain. Make it plain. Come on.
When I need a master, do I have to go get in debt because I need money to satisfy my finances?
Jesus.
Or can I wait on the master to provide what I need in life? I went to lunch with Brother Jerry. Brother Jerry said, Pastor, read this. Lady sent him a text, says, how much do you need for me to help you with your outreach to the lost? Send him $30,000. Send him $3,500 for him and his wife. That's for you all. And there's more coming. How many? All that man, that man don't have it. That man just wandered the streets. That man go out in the streets, I had to tell him, go home and spend time with your wife. He in the streets dealing with people you don't want to deal with.
That's right.
God says, here's $30,000, and she ain't saved.
Come on.
And here's $3,500, because what you're doing is making the city better. Can God give us that?
Yes,
can God give us that?
Yes.
Can God be so pleased with what we're doing? He'll send somebody that ain't saved and say, here's money, go
Hallelujah.
Do what you are doing. Thank God, Brother George is reaching out for you for Christ.
Yes.
Has made himself available. Thank God for Sister Katrina making herself available on the prayer line. Get out there and do things for people, and God will prepare provision for vision.
Yes. Hallelujah. Provision for vision. Thank you, Jesus.
If you love me, say
if you love me.
Thank God for Mimi, because Mimi's still dealing with so. What's that place called?
So.
Because they need some fearful people over there.
Come on, glory. Come on.
Because the leadership is. I'm going to just say that.
Yeah.
We need Jesus. Too political. Go out and touch. Say, go out and touch me. Spend time with the Father. Say, spend time with Jesus. And you will. He will touch people through you. So you ain't got to do nothing.
You ain't gotta
just spend time with him. If I spray, say Patty spray. If I spray Jovan Musk on me, cologne. When I walk by somebody, somebody will smell Jovan Musk on me. And if they know it, they're going to say, oh, you got it.
You got that
Jovan Musk. If I'm spending time in the fragrance of the Lord, when I walk out, somebody will say,
hallelujah.
I say the presence of the Lord. What is that that's on your life?
That's that Jesus.
My God. I feel like I remember when I was at the thrift store. Yes. This woman walked in there and said, I don't know who you are, but I feel like you're supposed to pray for me.
Jesus.
I don't know why I'm here, but I feel like you can pray for me.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Hispanic lady walked up into the thrift store and said, I feel the presence of God in this place.
Yes, sir.
Set an atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
Spend time with the master. And his fragrance. His fragrance. The smell of his fragrance when you walk by, others will be attracted to it. Just trying to get y'all to recognize how much you need me. That's what the Father said. How much we need him. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus. Can Jesus satisfy you alone?
Alone? Yes, sir.
Can Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, tell you, leave that person alone?
Yes.
Not the time. Or you keep running because, say flesh.
Flesh.
Say your flesh.
Flesh.
Your flesh. It's hollering.
Hollering.
Saying, I need to be satisfied.
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 Come on
now.
You have no spiritual force to fight.
No fight.
Because you have no word.
Just loose, man.
You're ready to spend any time in the presence of the Lord. Because the scripture says, if you resist him, you resist the devil, guess what? He'll flee. Why is he fighting? Because he smells of flesh that he can use to be worshipped. Say worship. Is Jesus enough for you to detach from every attraction that pulls you away from him? Why do you have friends that don't love the Lord?
Come on, talk here. Talk real.
I just asked the question. Why do you have friends that do not love the Lord, that pull you away from his devotion, that pull you away from a relationship that you say is worthy of having, worthy of singing about, worthy of even breathing about? Why would you put someone in your life that will pull you away from the one you say you love?
Make it plain.
You only you can answer that.
Make it plain. Thank you, Jesus.
Because if you've got anyone in your life, your sole purpose is to lead the one who is worthy.
Come on.
Lead them to the one that you say is worthy. Lead them to the one that you say he's worthy of every breath I breathe. He's worthy of every song I sing. He's worthy. If you can introduce him to those that are close to you, my question is he really all that you're singing about? Because I don't know about you. I want everybody to meet my significant one.
Yeah.
The only person I don't want to meet my significant one is that who would try to take my significant one from me.
Yeah.
I will fight anyone that tries to separate me from this one.
Yeah.
So why? Why? Why?
Why?
If his name is above every other name, are you giving access to those that don't even love the one that you say you love? The Father's making it clear. Do you really love me? Those whom I love, I will chasten. I don't see who really cares. You better not get with somebody that don't love you and everything associated with you. Why would you do that? Why don't you bring someone in your life that's going to pull you from the one that you say you love? See, the Father has, I call this, these are home sessions, right? Personal sessions.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Because the Bible says, examine yourself
yes, right.
to see if you are really, really in this thing called faith.
Yes.
Faith what? Faith in Christ.
Yes. Yes.
That's what he's saying. Say faith, lead you to something in Christ. Next frame.
Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Next phrase. Next frame. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes. Say, Lord,
Lord,
by the Holy Spirit,
by the Holy Spirit,
please open up my eyes.
Let me see
what I have not seen. Let me see, Father, what I have not seen about my Lord Jesus that I need to see. Because what's true of him, it's also true of me.
Help me to see.
Remove the blindness from my eyes. Let me see the wonder of his presence. That's the cry.
Yes.
Open my eyes. That I might see what Jesus died for me to have access to. Let me see what heaven is all about. Let me see what I have been given by divine inheritance.
Yes.
Holy. What's holy mean? Yes. It's only one. And there's nobody like him.
Nobody like him.
Holy. There is none beside you. He said in the book of Isaiah, I am God and I know of no other. I am God and there's none beside me.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
God said that in his word. That's where I came from. See, I like songs that have biblical relevance.
Yes.
You can find them in scripture.
Yes, yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because if I can find them in scripture, they're true no matter who writes it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Some gospel music ain't worth listening to.
Amen.
It ain't gospel. It ain't good news.
Gospel.
Holy, there's no one like you, Lord. There's none beside you. You are stating a fact of truth.
Yes.
And what that's saying to you is, King, nothing come in here and squeeze you out of my life.
Amen.
See my attitude.
My attitude.
Some people say, I was born like this. I'm going to be like this always. You missed the mark. Because the scripture says, if you in Christ, you're a new
creation.
Behold, old things are
passed away.
Why do you keep bringing old Granny Goodwitch up?
First
of all, Granny. You know, you some of us put up our granny tendencies, especially we got one of the wild grannies. Get mad and cuss you out in a minute. Throw a hot pan at you in the heart. Might get a knife thrown at you. You understand what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying? What are you saying to throwing knives? When what happened with you? Y'all know people like this. Y'all know folks like this. Let me look at me like, she like, I don't know if she said or not, because sometimes she be flipping on you. You understand what I'm saying? Folks, I almost became a black Muslim because I saw so many phonies in the church and didn't want smart enough to look at myself. I was messed up myself. Gonna be over here judging somebody. When you cranky and you came out of the church, you run into the Muslims. What's up with you?
What's up with you?
Like you got it together. And then thank God. Say thank God that he don't let foolish Pastor Rachel do nothing stupid. Because guess what? He just pulled the coat from over them and said, it just was worse than anybody else. And you know what I had to do? I had to come running back to what? My life. Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. No man comes to the Father except to come through me.
Yes.
You don't have access to God unless you accept me as Savior and die. What Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. What's the cross representation? Your crucified life.
Yes,
you are dead to yourself. Now carry the burden that I said is light and easy.
Hallelujah.
And that is what? Not allowing your flesh to rule in your life. You kill the flesh.
You deal with the impulses that pop up every once in a while. You bring that under subjection. Why? Because you're not living by the fullness of the Spirit that's dwelling on the inside of you. You recognize that. No, I no longer can live in the flesh. I'm alive by the Spirit of the living God that's dwelling on the inside of me, N-O-W, right now. It's called growing up, folks.
It's called growing up.
It's called maturity. So you've got to be immature. Say sacrifice. Because you know when you want something bad enough, you'll sacrifice for it.
Sacrifice, right?
You know, some people sacrifice their kids just for relationships. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I need to tell my mom. Mm-hmm. And my mom didn't have it all together. But she was yielding. Say she was yielding. You stupid for being there for the children.
Wow.
You do everything for them children. You just stupid. You need to come out and have a good time every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I used to torment my mom. She'd be in the room crying. I said, Mom, why are you paying attention to them? They don't even like you. Mm-hmm. And you don't like them. You know how people you don't like and say stuff, and you take it personal. I said, Mom, they don't even like you. They steal from you. Mm-hmm. They should come steal my mama money. And we were pissed off because they put him in jail. Well, baby, that's okay. The Lord will deal with him. I said, you need to deal with him.
Pre-save self.
And I never forget, I'm not trying to be funny, but this lady was pleading with mama. They had come to take her to jail. And she was saying, Tony, please, Tony, please, don't, Tony, please, Tony, please, Tony, please, Tony, please. And the mom said, the Holy Spirit said, let her go to jail. I'm going to deal with her in jail. Because she should have thought about them three children that's going to be by themselves, which because she kept robbing from mom. Mm-hmm. Project life was rough, y'all. Mm-hmm. Mama will give people stuff, and then when she needs stuff, I ain't got nothing for you. And the children, she needed a bar of soap from a lady. And the child, she said, baby, I ain't got it. Mama said, I went to her house. She stole so much soap, she had four shells of soaps. When I say four shells, Dove soap, the little boxes, four shells full of soap. I ain't got nothing to eat. Satan people selfish. And when you sow into them, guess what? You better know God's calling you to do it. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Say, you live and learn.
Live and learn.
Mm-hmm. But mom had to learn. See, she had to learn to follow the voice of God and not follow what? Her emotions.
Yeah.
Wanted to be like.
Come on now.
Everybody go through that. Because everybody want to be liked.
Right.
But you forget the one who likes you the most. You forget that the one that likes you the most is the one that's going to bring you glory out of the greatest glory.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Say, open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Say, in wonder.
Amen.
Next frame. Mm-hmm. Show me who you are.
Yeah.
That's the cry. Father, show me who you are.
Yeah.
And Lord, I'm going to give you time to show me who you are.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to make room for you. I'm going to make room for you. You might need to get out of them phones.
Uh-oh.
Mm. And you might say might. You might want to get out of your vivid imagination.
Come on.
You know your vivid imagination? Well, you can go there. It's you and your imagination.
Yep.
And it's going places where God ain't tell you to go.
He didn't tell us.
Mm. Mm. Sometimes you stay in them too long. Recreating several scenarios that God didn't tell you to create.
That's right.
Woo, God. Jesus. You know how it is. You can be all over the place, 2, 3, 4 hours, and God said, what in the world are you meditating on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it is. I know this. I feel you, Father. I know this you. God, I know this is you. Because you can, you can go there. My God.
Hallelujah.
Say, Father, clear my imagination.
Purify my mind.
I give you now.
I
put at the altar my vain imaginations and my vain communications, Father. And I said, burn it up at the altar, Father, and give me beauty for ashes. Give me beauty for ashes, Father. Burn out that old dross, Lord God, and give me a new thoughts, new thinking, new ideas, new imaginations about who I am in you and who you are in me, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for filling the empty places. Glory to God with your presence. Glory to God. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart. Get up in the morning and say, Father, what do you want to see today? Father, what do you want me to do for you today? Father, what is it on your heart that I can do for you today? You know, sometimes we get up and we just get up. You know how it is. Go to bed pissed and wake up pissed. Go to bed worried and come up worried, more worried the next morning. You follow what I'm saying? So you see how relationships are intentional?
Yes.
You have to be intentional about God just like you're intentional about, you know how it is.
Yeah.
And say quit manipulating.
Quit manipulating.
Because you know how we try to manipulate each other to do stuff for us? Then we don't even want to reciprocate. As long as I got it done, I'm good. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart. Do you know you can live for the rest of your life and never see all the fullness of God? Because it's so big. But every day he reveals himself to you will be enough to blow your mind away. So full, so much of it. He just drops portions of you and just illuminate you, energize you, let you see things in a perspective you've never seen before. Show you things about yourself that will blow your mind away and say, God, I didn't even think that was possible. That's why I want to drop stuff in you. Give me time. Because see, God has prepared you to receive what he gives you.
Yes.
Preparation, say preparation. See, sometimes we think intellectually we've made it. You ain't made it if you think you did. Can I say that again? You haven't made it if you think you're there. Can I say that again? You haven't made it if you think you're there. You made it when he tells you you made it. Do you follow me? It's always recognizing that I am all that he desires me to be, and all I'm doing is walking into a revelation of that. Every day I'm walking into more of him. Because what's true of him is true of me. So it's a journey. It's a journey to pursue all that my Father has for me. And a fight, still fight to make sure nothing in my life steals that one from me. You can steal, things come, Satan comes to steal appointments. Satan comes to steal those times of intimacy that God wants with you. He comes to steal. The Bible says he's a stealer. He comes to steal and kill and destroy. But he needs your permission to steal from you. Woo. You have to agree with it. And lead me in not my love, your love. Teach me how to love my wife. Teach me how to love my children. Teach me how to love my brothers and sisters in the kingdom. Teach me how to love my brothers and sisters in the flesh.
Yes.
Teach me how to love my community and all of those that you bring into my social circle. Teach me to love everybody, irregardless of color, race, ethnic group, belief system. Can I love a Hindu? Can I love a Muslim?
Come on, come on.
Can I love those as I'm you being used by you to lead them to me? Huh?
Can I love a homosexual, cisgender, bigender, quadruple gender, whatever the name they're giving themselves? Can I love those who refuse to do what you desire them to do? And what does that look like, Father? What does it look like? Is it prayer? Can you teach me how to love enough to pray for them, Father?
Yes.
To pray until I see breakthrough. Pray until we see the enemy's assault upon their lives broken. And that spirit disbanded from their territory, sphere of influence. And now the Holy Spirit can come in and minister to them. And they can choose today now whom they will serve. Say, choosing.
Choose.
God never takes our ability to choose away from us.
That's right.
But he creates an environment where we have no static on the line. And we can make the decision between what he wants and what we want. It's a pure decision. It's yours. No distractions. Is it him or me? Is it her or me? Is it your car, your house, your job, your social circle, your career path? Because everybody puts stuff in front of God.
Yeah.
And lead me in your love to those around me. See, you sit in your house all day, you ain't touching nobody. You ain't increasing your social circle. You're not increasing your realm of influence. That's why God wants you in the marketplace. Because that's the only time you're going to meet new people.
Yes.
Sit in the house all day, you're going to be sitting around looking at each other. And get frustrated with each other. And all you ain't doing nothing but cussing and fussing each other out and all this other stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let's face it, folks. People we get along with the least is our bloodline.
Yes,
people in our own home.
Yes,
everybody should be clapping my laugh.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Get out in the world. Say, get out in the world.
Get out in the world.
Get out your normal environment. Because God created you to engage. You got the social one in you. Well, I'm an introvert. No, you're not, because the introvert ain't in you.
Come on.
You're an introvert because you're looking at your old self.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an introvert. I'm talking to us. No. The one in you will shut you up so you can hear what he wants to say and let you speak what he wants.
Come on, Pop.
See, whatever you ain't, Jesus makes you what he is.
Come on.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Whatever you're not, Jesus becomes it so he can get glory out of your life. That's where it says, when you're weak, I'm strong.
Come on.
Huh? When you recognize, say, recognize. I don't have what it takes to do this, Lord. You do it through me. That's when you become strong.
Amen.
I don't know how to minister to my friend. God, open up the doors for me. And God will.
Amen.
Amen. See, that's why you guys keep coming. See, this is a choice. Everybody don't want this lifestyle. Most people want God to do for them while they do what they want for themselves. And this is, they want a genie. They don't want a God. Just bless me. Give me what I want. Without having to do anything in return. But God told me, he says, those type of churches are going to die out. Those churches where people just go there to get what they want. God, just bless me. Do this for me. Do this for me. Those type of people are going to come to the end of themselves, because guess what? Their gods ain't going to be able to satisfy them.
Amen. That's good.
Do you follow me?
Yes,
See, when people run after stuff to sanctify their flesh, those things, guess what?
They fade away.
He ain't fine no more. He ain't like he used to be. She ain't as good looking as she used to be. That car now that lost its luster. Now the car pay may be working on you now.
Yeah.
See, the glory and the luster of the new is growing old and dusty.
Yeah.
See, you're getting tired of yourself. You don't like smelling yourself. Huh?
Yeah. True that.
God changed me. See, that's the best place to be. See, that's the best place to be. When you recognize you need more and you ain't able to provide for it. That's what God's waiting for. When we say, Lord God, I know. I don't like me. I'm so wretched. Sit around in my house all day and do nothing. I might chit chat with a couple of friends over the portal court. My little cell phone that the government gave me. Because government, some people call it. They can't get nothing without government. Folks, do you see how government can become your God when you don't have any options?
You think you don't have
no options. But the best option, say the best option.
Best option.
You think about it. He's worthy.
Jesus.
Yes. So he's worthy.
He's worthy.
Mm-hmm.
He's worthy.
And see, he'll show me who I am. Mm-hmm. He'll show me who he is. If I give him the time. If I give him the time. And folks, God is asking each and every one of you, will you give me time? Which means, can I break down what time is?
Yes.
How much time do you spend with this? This is him. This is time. This is time. This is time, Nigel. This is time, Josh. How much time do you spend reading this? Oh, that's boring. Well, you won't get him. I don't understand. You won't get him. Because I told you, I'll put people in your life so you can get this. This is time. Oh, I don't like that type of music. Oh, really? You might not get him. Because you're prideful. It's all about you, not about him. I keep telling you, it's a choice. And it's not an easy choice. You have to make the choice. Because this is more important, you, or is he really the apple of your eye? Jesus says, if you're ashamed of me, if you're ashamed to talk about me, if you're ashamed to spend time with me, when judgment comes, I won't know you. I will deny you just like you denied me. Why would you want me to approve you when you wouldn't even approve me in your social circles while you was on earth? When you come before me and my Father, I'm going to say, Father, I never knew them. And the Father's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. We don't talk about hell. But Jesus is going to deny you. And he won't even blink an eye. He'll look you in the eye and say, I never knew you. But Lord, we've done all these things in your name. I never knew you. And you know what the truth is? You're going to say, you're right. I didn't. I didn't want to. And you get exactly what you. He gives us exactly what we. At that moment. Because in this time, say in this time, it's the only time we got to get it right.
Yeah.
Is that the last frame? And Rachel, I want you to come up and tell us about the dream you had. And I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. Who are you building your life on? He says, that's what we're singing, right? And I will build my life upon what?
Your love.
What's he talking about?
His love.
What's he talking about? Upon his love. He loved you so much that he made you joint heirs with him. He made you just like him so that you can receive every inheritance that the Father gave him. I'm building my foundation upon that revelation.
Yes.
Hmm? And because of that love, say because of that love. I can love him and those that he sends to me. Do you follow that?
Yeah.
I will build my life upon your love. It is a what?
Firm foundation.
That even when I'm going through the toughest of situations, my love, his love for me is strong. That he'll never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Jesus will never leave me nor forsake me because my life is built upon his love for me. It's my firm foundation. I don't have to worry about him not moving on my behalf. That's firm. Say firm. So when your natural foundation is shaking, in the spirit, you are solid.
Yes.
Things are shaking. You've seen this. Katrina gets this all the time. I will not be
shaken.
I will not be
shaken.
I will not be shaken.
Shaken.
Uh-huh. Why is that? Because I know he loves me.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. So you can't be questioning your head. Just because something look like you think it should look. Say, quite looking at what it looks like.
Looking at what it looks like.
I say, thank you for what he's doing.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, thank you for what he's already done. He just revealing to me what he's already done. I'm thinking that he's already finished.
Hallelujah.
He's already finished. I'm just walking to what daddy's already done. And that's my firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone. I ain't put my trust in the government. I ain't put my trust in Lord and God, my job. I ain't put my job to let me go tomorrow. That's my firm foundation that Jesus is going to take care of me. You know, job promised us. Drop you in a minute. My friend, leave me. I'm supposed to get crazy. No. God said, no friend.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say, when my children get crazy. Glory to God. God's still with me. Uh-huh. Wife get crazy. Husband get crazy. Glory to God. Guess what? She's still solid. She has a solid foundation. Pray me out of my foolishness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Life is easy when you know who he is. I didn't understand. Your life is easy when you truly know who he is. And I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Glory to God. Amen.
I think that's it. That's the last fragment, Rachel.
Yes.
Everybody wrote that down?
Yes, sir.
Now put that in some type of paper form. Write it out so you can read it, and let that be your confession.
Amen.
Every day. Say every day.
Every day.
Because that's as scriptural as you're going to need it right there without putting scripture and verse on the form. That is all scripture. But the Father told me to go over that today to make that clear.
Amen.
So we know what we're singing.
Yes.
And we believe what we're singing. And when we're singing it, it's a declaration coming out of our mouths. Didn't the Bible say you will have what you say,
yes,
not what you babble or don't say? Do you know what? It's not enough to think it in your mind. The Bible says the words must be spoken out of your mouth. And there must be a belief in what is being said. This is really simple. It's not hard. It really isn't, Delisha. The Father gives us simple things, but you know what makes it difficult? Hard hearts.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So while Rachel's got the music, Rachel, come on up here, and then we're going to form a circle, and we're going to pray.
Amen.
So, because I'm thankful.
Amen.
I am thankful. For God, that he loves us enough to bring us higher. And he challenges us, say, to come up higher. I got upset in college because this teacher, I'm paying this money, and he giving me simple silent stuff. And I told him, y'all, I said, I'm paying you $200 of credit hour. You better start teaching me something. He said, God, what you? I said, I already know this stuff. You're supposed to be teaching me something.
Yeah.
And the class was like, yeah, Richard Wright. Richard Wright. And I thank God for the boldness, but I'm saying, man, I'm paying for this.
Yeah.
You better give me something that I can take out there and get a job with. Don't be giving me no simple sign and stuff. This is college. It's supposed to challenge me.
Yeah.
And it's supposed
to be preparing me to go to my next workstation. You know, some students, they want the easy classes. For what? Get out and don't know a thing. No, you have to put pressure. Say pressure on the people that's supposed to teach you. Y'all should be pulling on me. Pastor, give me more. I read that. I got that. Give me more, Pastor. Y'all supposed to eat everything the Lord give y'all from here. And come back and say, okay, Pastor, I got that. What else we got? Huh?
Yes.
Sometimes we've been taught just to sit. No. You're supposed to eat.
Yes.
Process. What is the name of our, what's the acronym for our new Bible study?
Labs.
Come on. Labs. What are you doing, Labs?
You're experimenting
and discovering. Come on. Life application Bible studies.
Yes.
You're supposed to come in and learn something and to break stuff down so you know what? Apply it.
Interact.
And have success in your life.
Yes.
Say application.
Application.
Take every class you can and say quit playing.
Quit playing.
Now it's a finish school.
Yes.
Get out.
Do it early.
Get up early and move on. Take as many classes as you can. Get out. Move on. Because stuff is moving just as fast.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? All of you in college, get in and get out. Say get out.
Get in and get out.
That's time to move. Say time to move.
That's the
say acceleration.
Acceleration.
Do you know things are changing?
Yes.
They get with a job that didn't used to exist. You better make sure God is calling you to what you've been signed to. Because stuff is changing. They just got rid of pipelines. They just got rid of all this stuff. They're trying to bring electric cars in. If you don't prepare yourself, you ain't going to be ready for what's coming down.
Right. Right.
You better get in touch with God. Say, God, what's going on?
Right.
Because the whole segment of our economy is changing. And they don't care whether or not you got the requirements for it. Because the basis of the changing of the economy is for them to make money. It's about them. Say about them. But I told God yesterday, I was praying. I said, Father, I did not vote for this. I did not vote for this, Father God. I voted that we might have righteousness, that people would look out to people in this country, that they would do things that will bless the people of God, that they would do things that will bring. Who begins to start abortion all over again and forcing other countries to, and praying other countries to do it?
Right.
Who does that? Satan, who wants to bring judgment on the planet. You hear me? COVID is a judgment.
Yes.
You better wake up.
Yeah.
People praying, till COVID leave. No, COVID will leave when American Christians repent.
Yeah.
One time ain't gonna do it. It's on your knees every day saying, God, bring us, forgive us, bring righteousness, be healing. It ain't what, hey, I'll tell you what, has the prayer been answered yet?
Nope.
Is COVID still here?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it ain't going nowhere until you and me get on our knees and get before God and continue until it stops.
Yeah.
I said continue. Stop this 1 minute praying and you won't pray no more for another 2 weeks. It ain't working, church.
Yeah.
It ain't working.
Yeah.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, that's consistently,
yes,
then I will heal. COVID been here almost a year. God is saying, ain't no consistent prayer going. When the body is together, and don't hear me, it's a lot of people praying, but it's more needed.
Yeah.
He said, then I will hear. Say, then I will hear.
Because
there's a cup, see, there's a cup.
There's a cup.
Of God's that the prayers are filling up. See, this is what I got to teach you. I told my wife the other day, I said, you know what? We can think we know, but we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
How long have you been in church?
30 years.
20.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know enough.
Yeah,
because you know what happened? We never read enough.
Facts.
Can we be honest?
Yeah.
I ain't talking about them. I'm for y'all. I'm talking about us old folks. Don't make the mistakes we made.
Yeah.
We only read when the pastor gives us something, and then we go home and sit there until the next service.
Right.
See, I'm telling you our mistakes, our sins. Because all of us are guilty. Don't play the same game. Time with God is time with God. And this is time with the Father. And see, it's okay to check yourself.
Check myself.
Because you realize we're short. The Bible says to use the plumb line. What's the plumb line? The word to gauge yourself. How come you've been alive 30 years and you ain't read the Bible over and over and over 20 times? Because we're lazy. Because we're busy with other stuff. Because it wasn't important to us. See, it's that type of stuff that makes you begin to examine yourself and say, you know what? I need to pick it up. Because my children needed this. Because when you look back, you know there's always more you could have done.
Right.
I only cry for people look up and look at this. You hear what I'm saying? Because we know we need to change. We know we need to change. Wants us to change.
Yes, he does.
Because he didn't die that we live a mediocre life and come to heaven. He says, this is what I had for you. I should have given it to you. This is all I had for you. And you wouldn't even do the least of what I told you to do. I wanted this to be in your life and your children's children. But you wouldn't allow me. Don't want that.
God, forgive me for not seeing the God version Joseph's account in Genesis last night, and I stayed on the visions and dreams part, and it just so happened that I had a very vivid dream last night. I was in the dream, I was an employee in a sense. It was a new furniture store that was opening up, and we were preparing to bring this furniture in and prepare for customers and things of that nature. But at the back of this furniture store, there was a tree house, and it was elevated, so you had to climb up to get it. And there were circuits of light that connected to the tree house. It's like an electrical tree house. It had electricity and function, like a modern tree home. And there was a woman who was clothed in antebellum attire, like she had 1800 vestments on. She looked like a woman of the olden days. And there was a group of people around her, and there was specifically a man and a woman who were bantering her and speaking wrong of her. They were calling her a witch. You're a witch, you're a witch. You do things to bewitch people, to but basically all they were saying the whole time was speaking against her. You're a witch, you're a witch. And she was just smiling. And her garments were black and white, and she had a big tube dress on. Big tube dress. And she was smiling at them, the man and the woman specifically. And they went through, when she smiled at them, they went into a trance. They went to heaven and they went to hell. And in heaven, they were just levitating a bit, and it was peace and it was silence. And then instantly they would drop, and they dropped into a pit. And it was a cylinder, it was very tight, but in the pit were pores, like canals. And at appointed times, legions of demons and imps would come to torture them. And it wasn't a cell, it was like they only had so little room around them. They were just in a circumference area, circle. And at a point in time, these spirits would come. They'd come to their ears. They would come to their side. And they would come and cut things off. And they would yell. But it was like I was down there in the pit with them, so I could feel and see everything. And they would say, "Ah, stop. Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. I'm sorry. Oh, no, stop. I can't take this. I can't bear this." And then they would come up and they would see her again, and she would smile. And they'd run. But then they'd come back and they keep calling her a witch. But this treehouse was tall, and the commotion was in front of the treehouse, but nobody wanted to go up. And what I believe that treehouse symbolized to me is the kingdom of God. But more interpretation will come. And so Pastor Andrew was also in my dream, and it moved into a modern time. And I don't know if you guys know those attractions where you can fly in the air. It's like a tunnel bubble.
The iFly.
iFlies and stuff. So it was we climbed up the slide, and there was a portal in the floor, and you stand over the portal, and when they hit the red button, you drop. But when you drop, you're going to hell. It was like a ride, like an amusement ride. And so I didn't do the drop. I only went to heaven. So I'm at the bottom of this drop, because you get out like it's a ride. Mm-hmm. And I see my dad, he's in the ride. He's like, "Ah, Ray, no." And I'm like, "What are you doing in there? You're not supposed to be." Because he's in this ride, but it was the exhilaration, because it was amusing. People were getting on this thing like it was fun. But I knew that drop was significant to their eternal life. When they drop, they not coming back. Though this ride, there's an exit route, because it's a ride. It's literally like, and 3, 2, 1. And whoo, for a couple of seconds. But I knew that it's not a ride and there is no exit route. And so those two scenes were transpiring, and I woke up and my heart was beating. And when I went back to sleep, the Lord spoke to me. He said, the lady who they're calling a witch was Mary Kay Baxter. And I was like, who the heck is me? Divine Revelation of Heaven. She wrote Divine Revelation of Hell and Heaven.
That's right.
She had both encounters. And like I said, in this, basically it was like a cistern. I felt the people dropping, specifically the man and the woman, they dropped in the trances. But they were being attacked by the demons and imps that are assigned to them. And then they only went to heaven for maybe like a millisecond or so. But I went to heaven and I only saw cloud and light. And then the dream ended. And then I said, God, I'll go to heaven.
Yes.
And I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
But he was at the amusement ride. I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Because he was his age, his stature, everything. Like, you know, we're a little too old to be on this ride. Why are you doing this? I didn't even want to get on the ride. So I'm at the, what are you doing in there? He's like, So he was midair. But I knew that it wasn't a ride for those who were coming up along the stairs. But the most significant part was Mary Kay Baxter. She was the woman who was dressed in the Annabelle garb, and she was just smiling. She had very little words. In fact, she didn't say anything. She just smiled. It reminded me of the lady in the 1800s who was an evangelist, and people would go to her services. And they would go into trances through the service. Because I was contemplating a little, I was like, okay, Lord, this lady is like allowing people to go into the heaven and satanic realm. I was trying to gauge it, but the Lord was showing me there in this hour, there is a demand in responding and knowing where you're going.
Amen.
You have to know where you're going. And I believe my heart has been very strong on souls these past couple of weeks. A young woman, she's English, she's from the UK, and she's on fire for the Lord, and I follow her, and she made a post a couple of weeks ago. It just convicted me down to my core, and I said, Lord, my life is meaningless if I don't carry and faithfully subscribe to the commission of souls.
Amen.
That's why I said yes. That's why I confessed and with my mouth and believed in my heart that I don't just live this for me, but I live for others to see and to do and to say yes as well to Jesus. And so the severity and the urgency of the dream, in the fact that I felt everything, I felt the highs and the lows, I felt the dips and the drops, I even felt like the words coming to Mary Kay Baxter like knives, that people were just attacking her. Kind of felt like a Salem witch trial. They're trying to convict her, but she knew the verdict was already wrong.
Amen.
And just that call for souls, and even for your own soul. Do you know if you weren't to see life outside that door in the next couple of months, where you would go? Where you would go? Do you know today, without a shadow of a doubt, that you will stand before the Lord and he will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over little things, but I will make you ruler over much. Do we know, Lord, I know what I'm accounted for when I get to heaven. Because he wants us to see. I mean, I'm praying manifestation prayers now. God, I want to see the fulfillment of it. I'm praying, Lord, I can see my blessings in heaven. Can I see my house in heaven? Can I see what you would have for me? Taking all the limits off, taking all the blinders of the earth and this world system off. Because God says, if I let you see it, it's going to blow your mind.
Amen.
So I have to give things to you sparingly so it won't run you away. It won't cause you to go off course. And so it's sobering, it's serious, but I'm excited because I recognize to pick up my cross and die daily is for my eternal life. To pick up my cross and die daily is for my eternal life. What I do today on earth has no significance if I were gone tomorrow. So I thank God that we're in a time of decision. We're in a time of being stripped. We're in the time where God says, be ye therefore holy, for I am holy.
Yes, yes.
We're in a time where he's cutting the scales off of us. If a fish were alive and felt being filleted at the same time, oh, that would be dreadful. That would be torture. But it's necessary that we feel the scalpel because God's trying to get those things off that are contending with our purpose, that are contending with us having a sound mind, that are contending with our truth of where we're going in eternity. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
I am going to heaven. Nothing shall beset me. Nothing shall cause me to fall. And if it does, God says he will keep me. I am more than a conqueror through Christ. So be encouraged. I even submit to you now that you pray miraculous prayers. Pray for the miraculous favor of God. Pray for dreams and visions. I was in tune with the scriptures, but I didn't know it was going to bear fruit like that, to have such a vivid dream. But God, because he wants to reveal these things to us. Because when he said in Genesis chapter 39, I believe, when Joseph got in prison and he had favor with the guard, when the baker and the cupbearer had their dreams, instantly Joseph gave them their interpretation. And this, on this day, the Lord had said to you, that's what I want. Immediate interpretation, immediate truth to what God is saying. Because in all truth, we need to know it in real time. Because things are moving that rapidly. God, you gave me a dream tonight in real time, Lord. I need to sit with you to confirm these truths that you just showed me by way of dream and vision. Because it could be somebody's life. It could be a soul. It could be the status in which we live and the environment in which we live could turn it completely around. We're deviating from what is normal, and we should have always been, but we are the divine elect of God, which means we have been personally selected and appointed by God to do the work of ministry.
Amen.
And save souls. Amen.
Amen.
Warriors.
You are all warriors.